Let me open with prayer and then we'll get started, all right? Let's pray together. Our Father, we are so grateful for your goodness to us. Lord, thank you for this church. Thank you for the people you brought here. Thank you for the opportunities in life that you open up to us, including the possibility of this trip. Lord, you have created a magnificent world. You have laid out the history of your church across the area we're thinking about visiting. And so, Lord, we look forward to this opportunity. And I pray as we talk through the specifics that you would grant wisdom to all of those who are here as they assess their own situation and consider it. And, Lord, I pray in the end that all the details would come together and it would be a wonderful trip for all who are able to go next year. So we just entrust this meeting to you, and we pray that it would be helpful for those who come. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, welcome. As you can see, we're talking about the 2027 tour for our church to the cities of Paul. Let me give you a little background. Our church, for those of you who may be a little newer, our church on a couple of occasions before has taken trips together, a couple of times to Israel, and we had scheduled to go on a Cities of Paul sort of combination cruise and land-based tour back right after COVID, and that's right when all of the cruise lines started saying, yeah, if you're diagnosed with COVID, then you're going to go live in a hospital room near the hospital or infirmary on the ship. And, you know, a lot of folks were like, look, we don't want to spend the money that's required to go spend time in a hospital room in the middle of the ship. And so it didn't make sense for us to continue with it. Obviously, there are other things that have happened. We thought about going back to Israel. That's not at this point something we plan to do. I'd love to do it in the future, but not now. And so as we started thinking about it, the elders started discussing it. This was something that we already had on the docket, as I said, back in, I think it was 2022, if I remember right, and had planned moving toward. And so we said, let's revisit that and reconsider that possibility. And so the elders have been talking about this now for more than 6 months. I've made on the elders' behalf several connections, talked to several companies that we've worked with in the past or that I've worked with in the past, and we've narrowed all that down to what I'm going to present to you today. Let me just say that the elders have already decided to do this trip. This is an interest meeting not to decide if we're going to do it or not, but rather to decide if you're interested in doing it with us, all right? So it's, Lord willing, going to happen if everything, you know, if the Lord wills and everything comes together, but we already have the contract from the company and ready to sign it this next week, so it's moving forward. I just want you to know that's where we are. Now, let me give you a couple of sort of major points. First of all, this is different. If you had signed up for that previous trip, this is different in one significant way. That was a combination cruise and land-based tour. This is solely land-based. There are a couple of reasons for that, and I think you'll see it as the itinerary unfolds and I show you exactly what we're going to be doing. But it also makes it more accessible. You add a cruise to the mix and it becomes much more expensive, much more difficult for folks who would like to go. And so this made sense for us for several reasons. So just note that, however, that is a difference. The other thing I ought to mention is there are a limited number of spots that are going to be available. That's not because we're trying to create pent-up interest or, you know, get you to sign up right away. That's not the point. The point is that when you have a land-based tour and you go to secure hotels, the hotels will work with you up to a certain number of rooms. When you get beyond that number of rooms, then there are a lot stronger restrictions that kick in. It becomes much more difficult to get your group in a single hotel, all of those sort of things. So we are, at this point, targeting somewhere between 90 and 100 people, and then after that, after those sign up, then there'll be a wait list. So that's just kind of the reality of where we are. I mean, that could change, but it would be a little more difficult to pull off, so we'll just have to see. But right now, that's the plan, is to have 100 or so go with us and then have a wait list beyond that. All right, so that is that's sort of the little bit of the background. Now, let me walk you through exactly what's going to be involved. We'll get to some of the specifics, dates and costs and all that toward the end, but let me give you a little overview of the itinerary, exactly what we're going to be doing. As you can see here, it's a land-based journey to the cradle of Christianity, Turkey and Greece. And the idea, of course, is to walk through where so much of Scripture unfolded, particularly, obviously, the book of Acts. I think it will come to life as we see the sites we're going to do. Trace, really, two of Paul's missionary journeys overlapped this area. And there are a couple of really significant cities that we will see. All of them are wonderful, but a couple that are absolutely crucial in biblical history. So here's a route overview. You can see the dates there. September 28th to October 6th of 2027. And this just gives you sort of an overview. We'll start in Thessaloniki. Of course, Thessalonica is what we refer to it as. Philippi, Athens, Corinth, Izmir, which is simply an airport to get us in Turkey, and then Kusadasi, which is the modern city, the modern Aegean Sea seaport that is near the ancient city of Ephesus. And so that's kind of the overview of what we plan to see. So here's the sort of itinerary laid out by days. The first day, obviously, we would depart DFW. It's an overnight flight. You just need to know that I'm going to give you prices for both, but the flights from Dallas to Greece are not included in the price of the tour. The reason for that is a lot of people have miles or they want to make their own reservations to get, you know, frequent flyer points or whatever. So I'll give you both, the tour price as well as if you want to get the flights through the company we're working with, you'll know that. You may choose to do your own. As it says here, you can book your own travel or you can add the air package to the tour with the company we're using at an additional cost. But we travel. We'll arrive in Thessaloniki. We'll stay at the Imperial Urban Smart Hotel. It is a 4-star hotel located there in the city center. There'll be a 3-night stay at this hotel. And, you'll see, I've even included here some of the connection points with the book of Acts as we walk through. They came, Paul says, it says in Acts 17:1, they came to Thessalonica where there was a synagogue of the Jews. So just so much, again, biblical history unfolds. But that's day two. And we transfer, obviously, to the hotel. Days three and four, we are touring Philippi and Thessaloniki, the site of the first Christian church in Europe with Philippi. And then you have and home to some famous people, including Epaphroditus. And Thessalonica is the site of the nighttime escape. And, of course, a wonderful church there, a model church in many ways, the two letters to the Thessalonians. From there, day five, we'll travel to Athens and stay there in the Stanley Hotel. It also is a 4-star hotel, renovated in 2020. Has a nice rooftop restaurant and pool. There'll be a 2-night stay there. Paul probably didn't stay there, just for the record, when he was in Athens, but we will. And there's a lot to see, as you might imagine, around Athens. That's the famous incident from Acts 17, and so we'll look forward to our time there in Athens. Day six will still be partly Athens, but also Corinth, where we'll obviously see Paul's ministry to that church that we read so much about in the New Testament. Obviously, Athens, as you can see here in my note, was the intellectual and cultural center where Paul clashed with the Greek philosophers in his famous sermon there. Corinth was the site of Paul's ministry. Think about this. Paul spent a year and a half in Corinth, essentially serving as a kind of elder in the church. And so there's so much rich history in Corinth, again, tied clearly to the book of Acts. Now, on day seven, let me back up and say a couple things. I'm in the middle of this. There will be, because it's a land-based tour, on a couple of these days, there will be some significant travel on the bus, okay, to get from one site to another. Several of these days there won't be. We'll be there nearby. But it's particularly one day There's a longer travel day on the bus. We'll see some sights along the way, but that is part of what I'm outlining here. Then when we're ready to go to Turkey, we will, on day 7, we will travel by plane from Greece to Turkey, to Izmir, Turkey, stay at the Charisma Deluxe Hotel in Kusadasi. It's a 5-star hotel renovated in 2021. It's directly, as you can see, on the Aegean Sea with a private waterfront. We'll have a 2-night stay there. Now, just to orient you, maybe you already know this, but the city of Ephesus in Paul's day was actually a seaport town, and that's the reason it was such a magnificent city. But the river that ran near or through the city of, not through, but nearby the city of Ephesus, it over time dumped so much silt into its bed and into the surrounding areas going out into the Aegean Sea that it filled in the land. So that now the city of Ephesus is actually, the ancient city of Ephesus is about 4 or 5 miles away from the coast. So now the seaport town, which is kind of down about 12 miles southwest of the ancient city of Ephesus, it is on the Aegean Sea, and that's where we will stay, there in Kusadasi. It's about a 12 to 15 mile journey from Kusadasi, where we'll be staying, to the ancient city of Ephesus. We will, day 8, we will be in Ephesus. And I love this. I mean, honestly, this is kind of the crown jewel of this trip, because Ephesus is one of the most restored of the cities where Paul was. It is a magnificent city to see. If you've been in Israel and you've been to sites like Beit Shan, things like that, that's what Ephesus is like. You know, you'll actually see, get to experience the theater, the outdoor amphitheater, where for 2 hours in the book of Acts, you remember they shouted, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." You'll see the Temple of Artemis, one of the great wonders of the ancient world, which made Ephesus such a corrupt city and that Paul ministered, you know, about. Ephesus, think about this. Paul spent nearly 3 years in Ephesus, and he was both an elder functioning in the church, and he was also go out into the surrounding regions and evangelize, be a frontline missionary. And when he left that role, he put Timothy, his son in the faith, in that position. Later, when persecution arose in Israel, the apostle John left Israel, probably in the late 60s, and traveled to Ephesus. And John spent the remainder of his ministry in Ephesus. And that's where he was when he was eventually in prison on the Isle of Patmos. But he also took with him, tradition says, and there's every reason to expect this, Jesus' mother Mary. So she was in Ephesus as well. So it's an amazing city. And as I said, it's restored. Restored isn't the right word. It's excavated is the right word, so that you can get a real feel for what the city was like in the first century. Then on day 9, of course, we return home, hopefully with great memories and a deeper understanding of the scriptures. And so this is the trip. Now, let me give you some facts at a glance here. First of all, the tour company that we've landed on and we'll be using is Inspiration. I have history with this company. You know, obviously, every company has both strengths and weaknesses, but this is a company that I've worked with since my days at Grace to You. In fact, when I was responsible at Grace to You as the managing director for arranging trips for Grace to You and its listeners, this is the company we used for a number of trips, including the first trip that I led to Israel, responsible for leading to Israel, was through a Grace to You event, and we had some, I think it was 400 people that went with us, 10 buses, and they managed all of that beautifully, and we had a great trip. And since that time, I've worked with them on a number of projects. And so they can handle both large and small. They handle a lot of folks. And you can see it on their website. Now, let me just say that I love these brothers. They are brothers. But their scope is a little wider than ours. Okay, let me just say that. They're Christian sort of circle. would be wider than mine, and so just be aware of that. But I think they're the best company to work with, and the elders agree we're happy to work with them. The travel dates, as I said, will be September 28 to October 6 of 2027. And here you can see the cost per person. This is based on double occupancy. If you plan to have a room by yourself, the cost will be higher. But if you share a room, either as a husband and wife, or if you have a roommate, then it'll be right at $4,000. That does not include, as I said before, your airfare. If you get the airfare through Inspiration, if you purchase it through them, this is an estimate at this point, but it looks like it's going to be around $1,500 for a round-trip airfare. Again, if you have miles, if you have somebody you'd rather work with, you can do that. But that's the package. Now, at this point, I'm going to open it for questions in a minute, but at this point, I want you to do something for me. There's a little QR code there on your table, and in a minute, it'll be on the screen. You can do either one, but I'd ask you, if you're here and you have interest still in going, then scan that and just briefly fill out. It's a very brief little questionnaire, a couple of questions, but that way, we'll know you're here, and when this goes online and you can actually get more details and sign up, we will notify you, all right? So the website with Inspiration is not yet up. It will be shortly, and as soon as it is, we'll send you the link, and you can find out more. You can, you know, begin to sign up if you choose to do that, all right? So please, either on the table or in a minute it'll be on the screen, scan the QR code, fill in the very brief form that's there so that we know you're here, we know you're interested at whatever level you're interested, and we can notify you as more information becomes available. All right? Okay, so there it is on the screen. I should have put it up a moment ago. So you can do that, or the one on the table, either one. Let me mention a couple of other details, and then I'll open it for questions. First of all, as there's always a question that comes up about who can go. Because it's a limited number of people, we're going to say that it's for Countrysiders, those who are part of our church. And if you want to bring, if you're a Countrysider and you want to bring along a guest who isn't a part of our church, then we hope to be able to allow you to do that. But it's not just, you know, oh, I've got these friends who would love to come. Can they come? We just won't have the kind of space to allow that to happen. Another question that comes up is, what about, you know, how rigorous is this? What kind of help do I need to be in? The answer is, it is the Mediterranean world. There are a lot of places that are not accessible in sort of a handicapped way. And so if you struggle physically, then you may need to reconsider. This isn't going to be obviously a hike up Mount Kilimanjaro or anything, but it is going to be rigorous. And if you're planning to go, you need to keep that in mind because there's a lot of walking on uneven ground. And because it's hilly, a lot of climbing and descending and all of those sorts of things. So please do keep that in mind. If your health restricts you in some way, if you have a question, you can ask me, or once it goes live, you can ask Inspiration. But we really don't want you going if there's even a question about whether or not you're going to be able to do that, because we don't want you to put yourself in a place where it's going to be bad for you. The other question that comes up is, what about kids? This is not, we just don't have room, and this is not a kid-based trip, and so we're looking at adults or perhaps high schoolers if they're not traveling alone. They're traveling with a parent, but below that, we just don't have the space or the ability to accommodate. Sorry about that. The other question that sometimes comes up is, what about our guides? We are going to have in-country guides for Greece. They're Athens-based. Inspiration has worked with them before. They are professed Christians. Now, again, you know, we don't have a lot of control over what that is or how that's defined, but they at least claim to know the Scripture. They do know the Scriptures. They claim to know the God that we worship in Christ, and so I think that will go well. In addition, there will be countryside leadership on each of the buses that go, Sheila and I, Lord willing, Sheila, but Sheila and I will be on one of the buses, and then another pastoral staff member or leader from our staff will be on the other bus with his wife, and so we'll be able to give input in that way. In addition, we're going to have meetings in different places so that we can, you know, obviously bring out the history, look at the scriptures that are related there, and that'll be my joy to do that along the way. So when we, in Greece, that's the reality. We'll have Christian guides. When we get to Turkey, we have no control of that. In the city of Ephesus, they insist that you use their guides, so we'll do that. But again, we'll gather aside and have plenty of time for us to talk about the issues that we want to and deal with the biblical side of things. All right, I think that's all I want to say. And so let me open it to questions. Questions that you have. Yes, sir, speak up.
You said there was a fluff.
Look at that, a mic. Thank you, guys.
That's a mistake. Give me a mic. You said there's a flight to Turkey. Is that in the 3900, or is that also?
Yes. No, thank you for asking that. The flight from Greece to Turkey is included. The round trip there and back is not. That's the extra number you saw, or you're on your own for that if you want to choose to do that. But yes, all the transportation, both the land-based transportation, the hotels, obviously, a typical two meals a day sort of thing, you're on your own for the third, all of that's included, including the flight from Greece to Turkey, and you're responsible then to secure either through inspiration or on your own the flight to and from the U.S. Yes?
About that, visas or what are we going to have? Is that on our own?
I think let's let it unwind a little bit. I don't even know that I can answer that yet. You know, in terms of which is the best way, I haven't spoken with inspiration about the details of that. But obviously we've got over a year to do this, but we'll certainly let you know that. Yes.
You said the cost for solo travelers would be higher than the ride at 4,000. Can you give me more detail on that?
Yeah, I don't have. I'd have to look it up. It's in the information they sent. I don't have that on the top of my. I don't have the top of my mind here. See me afterwards, and if there are others of you that are interested in that, see me, and I'll get that to you. Sorry, I should have had that, but I don't. And you understand that because obviously, you know, you're using the same space if you go alone. But all the fares in most places are built on double occupancy. Yes?
So double occupancy, is that 4,000 per person, or is it 4,000 total?
No. With double occupancy, it's 4,000 per person. So a couple, it's going to be 8,000 plus airfare.
Tom, sorry. I'm back here.
Yeah.
Do you have the destinations for the flights? Is it to and from the same place?
I do. Let me see. We are flying into, I have it, 1 second. Yeah, we're flying into Thessaloniki, I think. No, I don't have that. I'm sorry. I'll have to look. I thought I had that too, but I don't off the top of my head. I know we're flying to Kusadasi in Turkey, and then flying out of Kusadasi, out of the Izmir airport there. But I don't remember now in Greece if we're flying. I think we might be flying into Athens, the large city there, but I'll have to confirm that. Sorry, Bill. Yes, sir. Oh, I thought you were asking a question. Anybody else? Yeah, right here. Hold on a second. We'll get you a mic.
Thanks. Will there be headsets for listening with a large group? It might be hard to hear if you're in the back.
Yeah. So. No, in fact, that's the new standard when you travel anywhere, frankly, but certainly that's true in Israel, the Middle East. is you get the whisper headsets where you have a headset, I have the mic, or the guide has the mic, and he or she and I can speak directly to you, your headset, as long as you're within a reasonable distance. So you don't have to be worried about, you know, I'm not up front in the group. I can't hear what the guide or what Tom's saying. So it allows, you know, some latitude and freedom.
Yeah, I have a question. So no kids under the age of high school. Is it okay for infants to go?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is it okay for infants to go? Can you take a baby with you if they're on your... Okay.
Yeah, no. I think there's just not going to be the accommodation for that. Sorry about that. I think, you know, if you want to go, you're probably going to have to get, you know, sign up the parents, the grandparents to, you know, to help. But unfortunately, I just think that's going to be too complicated for everybody because of the buses involved and off and on and all those things. Here he comes. Just one second. Yes, sir.
Thank you. When planning flights, is there going to be a plan for the group on the arrival date and on the departure date to come home?
A plan for what?
For the group. So, for example, if we're doing our own flights, if we want to, do we want to land at a certain time in Greece to be able to participate?
Oh, I see what you mean. For pickup and transport and so forth.
Transport or just group activities, yeah. that day?
Yeah. I yes, there will be. And I know that if we get the number I expect, which is close to the 100, then there'll also be a representative of Inspiration with us who can manage a lot of those things in addition to the facilities we're at. But yeah, I think that will be managed well. That's one of the reasons I go with these guys, because they're used to doing this. Yes, sir.
Does the price include travel insurance? And if not, will there be an option to purchase
that? Yeah, that's a great question. It does not include travel insurance. Obviously, you know, travel insurance is relatively inexpensive. I would strongly encourage you, if you decide to go, to get travel insurance. You know, for those of us who are going from the church, we're going to get it. There is, let's see if I can put my finger quickly on that. Don't know that I can. Yeah, I'll have to, you know, if you want to know, I think I might have that in the contract, but I'll have to look it up. I don't remember off the top of my head. But yes, there is travel insurance offered through, I think it's TravelX, a company that's fairly well known, but through Inspiration, they can connect you with that third-party source, or you can do your own if you choose. But I would strongly encourage travel insurance. I mean, you know, the world's uncertain. Each of our lives is, so I think it's important to have that. Yes, right over here.
When we did the Church's Israel trip, breakfast and dinner were at our hotels. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be true with this trip?
Yeah, I believe it will. We haven't drilled down to that level of detail yet, but I know it's the typical tour package with the two meals included. I believe for the most part, both of those will be at the hotel. I mean, there may be an exception, but I don't know what that would be yet. We'd have to... Once we've signed the contract, we know generally what we're doing. We'll begin to drill down on a few of those things, but it will include the meals, the two meals, and then you're on your own for the third. Two meals a day, let me just say that. Not two meals the entire 9 days.
Tom?
Yeah.
To your right. I got an answer on the single. It says a single supplement additional fee for individuals preferring... a single room is an extra $760.
That's a total for the trip of $760?
Correct. In addition to the $3,898,
okay. So
is an additional $768.
So those of you who are thinking about a single room, that's what it will cost in addition to the $4,000. Okay. Other questions? All right. Well, if you have others, you know, individually, you can feel free to ask them afterwards. I don't want to keep you longer than necessary. I know some of you have other things going on. Let me just remind you, by the way, that encourage you to be here tonight if you're able. We're going to have a praise and prayer night. Seth is going to lead us in extended music, and then we'll pray together. And then afterwards, we're going to welcome some new members. So we'd love for you to be a part of that if your schedule allows. Go grab some coffee or something and join us if you're able. But after this meeting, if you have specific questions, I'll do my best to answer them. As you can see, we've just locked this in. I wanted to let you know about that. Do make sure that you, if you haven't already, you scan the code and put it back up. Scan the code, let us know your whatever level of interest you have so that we can make sure we keep you in the loop. We're not, don't worry, we're not going to hammer you with emails or whatever. We're just going to let you know when more information is available so you can make a decision about that. Okay? All right, well, let me pray and I'll let you go. Our Father, again, thank you for our time together. Thank you for the history, the rich history that's ours as followers of Christ. Thank you for the way you used those first century believers, those first century churches like ours, for the benefit and blessing of us. And Lord, thank you for the way you used the Apostle Paul. Lord, we look forward to retracing some of his steps and journeys. And Lord, remembering your faithfulness to him and to those first century believers, and reminding ourselves that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever, that you are just as committed to your people today as then, you are just as involved in our lives today as you were then, and just as faithful. Lord, thank you. I pray again that you would help all of the logistics of this come together so that it would be a rich and wonderful time, great memories together, fellowship together. And Lord, I also pray for wisdom for those who come as they consider and contemplate their own decisions in light of their circumstances. And we pray that you would superintend all of that for our good and ultimately your glory. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.